Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood in their midst and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just for some qualifiers, I didn't go to medical school, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So what I'm about to say may or may not be 100% true, therefore don't try this. But it is my understanding that it is impossible for you to die by holding your breath. Because your body, when it gets to a certain point that it needs that oxygen, needs that breath, your involuntary nervous system will kick in and you will take a breath. You can't stop it. We need that breath to sustain life. Well, that is a lot like what the Holy Spirit is for us. We can go through life never thinking about breathing unless we have a cold or some kind of physical ailment. We just breathe. It just happens. And we can easily go through life without thinking about the presence of the Holy Spirit. But in the same sense, we cannot live without air. We cannot live without the breath of the Holy Spirit. Being one with us, enfleshing us with God's love, and prompting us to be God's people. Jesus, as he was meeting with his disciples, the scripture tells us he breathed on them. He enfleshed them with his strength and his love and his life. And Paul to the Romans reminds us that it is that presence that gives us the impetus to do great and marvelous things in the world, to make Christ present to others. It's the breath of the Spirit. And if you're anything like me, you need a lot of prompting because you know what you ought to do. But for one reason or another, selfishness, laziness, fear, oftentimes I don't do it. And it's that prompting of the Spirit that can nudge me over the line to take action. And it's also the promptings of the Spirit that can keep me from doing things that I shouldn't. Saying something unkind, even though my natural inclination is to speak without thinking. It's the Holy Spirit that can stop me. It's the Holy Spirit that can whisper gentleness into a heart that's sometimes angry. It's the Holy Spirit that can proclaim love when I don't feel very loving. And it's the Holy Spirit that can allow me to even love myself when I don't feel very lovable. The breath of the Spirit is in each one of us gathered here. And even though we may not always be super attuned to that presence, that doesn't mean it's not there. And that probably would do us all some good to listen closely for that quiet whisper of breath that is in each one of us. Might make us better people.